Tasting Rim Radio's 2021 Okanagan Reconnect is presented by the Thompson Okanagan Tourism Association, home to over 90 communities and over 200 wineries. TOTA is proud to share with the world this beautiful place they call home, asking our guests to travel respectfully and responsibly so that this region may be enjoyed by all who live and visit for years to come. And welcome back. I'm Terry David Mulligan, and this is Tasting Rim Radio. It's week four of our Okanagan Reconnect, proudly presented by the Thompson Okanagan Tourism Association. We thank TOTA for their support. All right, it's week four. I'm just gathering my thoughts. It's been a blur, except when the interviews come along, and then it all comes back. Hope you enjoy. We're going to be at Noble Ridge as the guests of Leslie Dondria. We welcome the always engaging John Skinner from Painted Rock, the charming Terry Meyer Stone. And she's doing double duty this time around because she will be bringing a red and a white from her winery called Mayhem and will also be representing Meyer Family Vineyards. And we finish with our host, Leslie Dondria, at Noble Ridge in Okanagan Falls, and the winemaker of record, the wonderful Benoit Gauthier. And with the assistance of Corey Wood, associate producer, I believe all of these interviews can be found on video at Tasting Room Radio, and the Terry David Mulligan YouTube channel. All the details at mulliganstew.ca. Week 4, the Okanagan Reconnect, presented by TOTA, the Thompson Okanagan Tourism Association. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. Just a heads up on the winter hours at Moon Cursor, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday to April the 13th. During the 2021 winter season, they offer two tasting experiences by appointment, guided wine tasting, and a private winemaker tour and tasting. All the details at mooncursor.com. And from everyone at Moon Cursor Winery in Soyuz, they wish you the best of 2022. This is the Okanagan Reconnect. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. That is John Skinner. And we have gathered at Noble Ridge, which is just down the road from Painted Rock. John, we have talked on a number of occasions about getting through this pandemic. How did you? How are things? Just give us a status report.
Oh, I really appreciate it. You know, it's been a difficult time for everybody, but there are a couple of things that really stand out with us. My daughter Lauren focused our business plan a number of years ago on a wine club. And our wine club of, I think it's 3,700 people, it's now capped, is incredibly loyal, is incredibly supportive, and we have been very blessed to. We didn't lay anybody off. We've managed really well, and we are fortunate. One of the things that I've tried to do through the pandemic is drive business to some of the smaller wineries, some of the guys that don't maybe have a big wine club, and they're dependent on farm gate sales. A lot of these wineries, that's the fabric of our industry. And I've made a concerted effort to send visitors to Painted Rock. Go to some of the smaller guys.
So, can you give an example of people that you recommend?
These guys do really well anyway, but I always send people up to Roche. I love these guys. They're talk about part of the fabric of our industry. I mean, she grew up on Aubrion and now is in the Okanagan Valley. Yeah. I just love these guys. I mean, there's Lariana are fantastic. And they're down right at the border. Their wine's fabulous. So I love these smaller guys. Anthony Buchanan.
Yeah. Just Caledon.
Oh, so good. If you haven't tried his Viognier yet.
Can you see his vineyards from where you are?
I'm not.
Can you see his dandelions?
I probably can. I don't know exactly where he was, but I just love it because my daughter Lauren turned me on to it. And yeah. I just loved his Viognier.
I'll trade you.
We were in
his Pinot Blanc.
Yeah.
Last year was the best white wine experience I had had.
That's so good because here's what happened. So I said, "Hey, Lauren, they were sold out once we got the first one." I said, "When the new vintage comes out, would you make sure that we're on the list?" So I got a call about a month or two ago, and she said, "Okay, he's releasing his newest Viognier." And I said, "Okay, get me a case." Well, the next day I'm at the winery, and Anthony shows up. I just love this about this, the industry. He shows up with a case of wine, and I just, like, that is just so I remember doing that. I started Painted Rock, and I was walking into restaurants all over British Columbia.
Can I trade you a note? There were a couple of invites went out a couple of the wineries simply didn't have time to talk. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever was pitched. We kept repitching and repitching. And I kept thinking, I think you guys have forgotten your beginnings and your roots. I know you're big now, but I think you've forgotten where you came from. And that maybe that's self-serving on my part. Is that possible? Just straighten me out.
No, you know what? That's unfortunate, because this is an incredibly humbling industry. I got into it with a vision to build a legacy family business. And when I have this opportunity to speak with you, I'm not speaking just for myself, but I'm speaking for my kids and my grandkids. And I will never stop appreciating the opportunity to be able to speak the vision and show appreciation for, you know, when I started out, it was you and a few like you who gave us the profile to be able to get the wines into places to be, and I will never forget that. And I just, it's in my DNA and it's in my daughter's DNA, and I'm exceedingly appreciative for it.
Now, Okanagan Falls, it falls on your shoulders to maybe just give us a quick overview on, to all of those folks, and we've talked about this before, who get in their car in Kelowna or in Summerland and make a buzz to Oliver on the way to Osoyoos. Could you maybe redefine what Okanagan Falls is to them?
Well, we're in South Penticton, so we're north of Okanagan Falls. But en route, you go to Painted Rock, you will have just passed Pentage. Fantastic. And then you come down here and there's Jack Meyer and there's Synchromesh. And like, it's just the fabric of this community is so awesome. Because the interesting thing is, the wineries here are also quite different, because we have different, like, we're an exceedingly hot site at Painted Rock because we're on the lake and we get the reflection. Others are a little cooler, so you get bright acidity, you get different nuances. So I always suggest to people, see a group of them, because they're different plantings. Everybody, the nice thing about this region, there's incredible diversity. So go and roll your sleeves up a little bit and find out what people are doing well. There's Liquidity, which is just across the road from us. Blasted Church. Yeah. You know, it's a nice group and community of, and the collaboration here has been really lovely to work with our friends at Noble Ridge. Good friends.
John Skinner, Painted Rock. What's new at Painted Rock? I mean, we know you for the Red Icon, we know you for the Chardonnay, and everything that you've been telling us about over the years. Any new plantings, new releases?
Thank you. I'll tell you, we just bottled our 2019, and Alain Sutra was here. Yeah. And the interesting thing about 2019, to our great detriment, the berry size was smaller. We hoped to harvest around 115 tons, and I think we harvested 80.
Oops.
So smaller quantity, quality is spectacular. It's absolutely fabulous.
It's a trade-off.
I would take that any day.
Yeah.
And you know what? It makes it difficult because we're in the running out of wine mode right now, which is really frightening. We've never had that issue before. A lot of that speaks to the support we've had from our wine club. And our 2017 Red Icon just recently won a Decanter Wine of the Year. That's a game changer for us.
When I first went to Toronto for a wine trip, and I went looking in the big store on Yonge Street, and I went looking, I said, BC Wines, BC Wines? And said, oh, they're in with the Australians.
Yeah.
What?
My biggest, I tell you, my single biggest focus right now, honestly, is interprovincial transfer of wine. The interprovincial trade, convincing Ontario. It's not really about all the other provinces right now. I think if we win the battle with Ontario to encourage them to allow Ontario residents to be able to point, click, and buy wines from British Columbia, we are, as British Columbians, allowed to point, click, and buy and have delivered wines from Ontario. To please reciprocate.
To quote Charlie Pilateri, when I said years ago, why are we not seeing more Ontario wines in British Columbia and vice versa? He said, because you're homers. You buy everything that you make there. There's no room for us.
Well, that was maybe we had 40 wineries. We've got 360 now. Yeah. So we make good wine, and we as a nation. Do you know Canadians, the wines that they consume are 20% of the wines that they consume are produced in Canada. Americans, it's 85%. French, it's 94%. Italians, it's 98%.
Right.
And we, but it's familiarity. So I'm encouraging Premier Ford, if you're listening, be Canada's free trade premier and allow your Ontario residents, you know, I'm fifth generation Canadian and we're from Ontario. And if I can't ship my wine to my family.
You know what can move this? If you speak directly to the wine fan and wine drinker in Ontario, give them the message right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm John Skinner, William John Walker Skinner, Walker from Walkerton, okay? If I can't ship my wines from British Columbia to my friends and family in Ontario, it's heartbreaking. And that should. You can ship your wines out here, and we should, as a nation, support one another, because it's not only the consumption of wine, it's tourism, it's familiarity, it's, and understand what we do. I know the Ontario wineries are doing a really good job. Many of my very good friends, we get along great, and they agree with me.
John Skinner. Painted Rock. John Skinner, can we taste Painted Rock now?
Absolutely.
You've just poured your 2019 estate-grown Chardonnay. I don't want to shortchange all the other wines, but we're both in love with the Chardonnay. How many cases, price point, and anything left?
Sold out. It's we have it just at our tasting room right now for consuming outside because we needed something. We produced this one about 550 cases, and price point is $39.
Well done. Now, which of the, you have two red icons within reachable proximity. Which one did you pour?
I poured the 2018 because this is our 2018 red icon. The 2017 red icon was just named a decanter wine of the year. That is probably, I don't know if there's another accolade that's more important for us as a young industry trying to gain credibility. So that's the journey now. I think I really like the 17. I was exceptionally proud of it. I think 18 is better.
Why?
I think, you know, it's interesting because of the vintages. 18 is a little cooler, a little brighter acidity. And I think that that's, it really stands out. So, I mean, our journey now is, it's interesting now that we have vine age. The vines were planted in 2005. Yeah. Those roots are down in the rocks now. So you're getting replicatable terroir nuances. Yeah. So you get this, so now we're starting to realize generally our Icon is going to be around 50% Merlot, around 25% Cabernet Franc. That's very Cheval Blancish. We're not trying to imitate anything. We're trying to play to our strengths. And when Alain recognized the acidity that we're getting, and it's so identifiable, that's kind of the route that we're going. So this one has, I think it's just refined. When we started, it was about, I wanted to know that we could ripen big red fruit, okay? That's not the journey anymore. The pursuit of elegance. It's elegance. I know we can compete with those big ripe entities. I want to compete with Cheval Blanc. I want to compete with the finest producers. They know it's all about dialing it in.
Can you compete and have volume?
I want to get better, not bigger.
What else is out there from Painted Rock that people can taste and appreciate?
Well, right now we're tasting our at the tasting room. We'd like to do our two vintages of our Merlot right now. That gives you a really nice look at the. At terroir and vintage variation, because you have 2017 and 2018, exact same planting block, exact same tonnage, different one vintage cooler than the next, so quite different. But we used to blend in a little bit of Malbec into the Merlot. We used to blend in, used to do these little tweaks that you're allowed to do. Once we got those very specific terroir nuances, don't fool with it. It'll homogenize the terroir nuances that you're getting. So everything after 2013 is 100%. So now come and taste the 2017 and 2018 from the same planting block, and you'll see a really interesting difference.
Tasting room is open until when?
Tasting room is open until, it's going to be shorter this year. I think we're going to close the beginning of October, simply because we're running out of wine. And it's really scary for us, but we're very appreciative. It's not a bad problem to have, but it is for consumers. So apologies. I think we'll be able to do tastings by appointment.
Thank you for your wines. Thank you for your commitment to the Okanagan Valley and for being a troublemaker, a storyteller, and a historian.
Thank you for your support, your longtime support, because our industry wouldn't be where it is without your early, you know, your advocacy. Because, you know, there was a lot of crummy stuff out early, and we're getting better. And your constant attention to the journey has been invaluable. Sincere thanks.
Thank you. John Skinner, Painted Rock. At Noble Ridge, our home base.
The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. Just a heads up on the winter hours at Moon Cursor, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday, to April the 13th. During the 2021 winter season, they offer two tasting experiences by appointment, guided wine tasting, and a private winemaker tour and tasting. All the details at mooncursor.com. And from everyone at Mooncursor Winery in Osoyoos, they wish you the best of 2022. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery and Bistro on the Narrabetta Bench. For your planning, wine tastings are closed until March of 2022, and the wine shop hours are daily, 12 noon to 5 p.m. Hillside Bistro will be open March of 2022. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca.
It must be 11 o'clock on this Saturday morning in the Okanagan Valley, specifically Okanagan Falls, and we're at Noble Ridge, who are hosting us today. Terry Meyer-Stone joining me, Terry David Mulligan, on Tasting Room Radio. Terry Meyer-Stone is the president of Mayhem Wines, Inc. And is going to take on the challenge of speaking on behalf of Meyer Family Vineyards, same name, for Jack, who's off gallivanting. I'll ask you to speak on behalf of Meyer Family first, and yourself, because it's a basic question, it's a human question. How did you guys survive this last 18 months?
Well, it has been challenging. There's no question. And a lot of channels that we had relied on, specifically restaurants, when COVID hit, it evaporated. That business was gone. And then you no longer really had people at that time coming to the tasting room. So like a lot of wineries in the Okanagan, we pivoted. And it's actually proven to be so successful that we won't change our model.
What was the pivot?
The pivot was, so we do tastings by appointment. And at this point, we're just doing four people at a time. And they're curated tastings. So they're the person who's sitting down with you has time. You taste the wines. We do little tiny food pairings with it. And we only go from 10 till 3 for appointments. So what's happened is we found that we're no longer having the tour buses or the bridal parties or the groups that are coming and just saying, I'll take a white, I'll take a red. And everybody's just in that, you know, wild frenzy of wine tasting. But people who love wine are getting information. They get time. They get to ask questions about the winery. And what we get is actually our sales have increased, which is lovely. So it compensated for lack of volume because we have these quality sales. Wine clubs memberships have gone up, which is wonderful. Online sales have gone up.
It appears as though the people who did really, really well over the last little bit had an online presence up and ready to go, and you guys did.
Yes, yes. Well, we always felt that it was important to have that. E-commerce is a trend, and it was, I think, the consumer, of course, with Amazon and shipping, and then all of a sudden they were at home. They were more excited about ordering wine that was coming to their door while they're in their pajamas, you know, and working at home. So we just found that it worked well. And I think people who had also focused on having wine club members, because those are your ambassadors and that's your core client that wants to be there and still be involved with the winery. So we found those two were real factors. And then from us operating, for staff, you know, summer can be so crazy here in the Okanagan. Yeah. And people can get really, really burnt out. And you can either have too many staff on one day or not enough. But because we're appointment, we know exactly how many people we need. They get a reasonable day because they know they're done at, you know, 4. They've got time for cleanup.
Have we changed the wine fan? Or because, as you know, well know from your years in and around tasting rooms, there sometimes can be an air of entitlement, as though you are the server at a bar as opposed to a tasting room. Has that changed?
I think it has. Definitely who we're seeing because we might get a little bit of that when people phone and say, I'm in the area, I'd like to come for a tasting, or they show up and we say, we're really sorry, but we are booked. If we have something open, we'll always accommodate. And then we've had some, you know, kind of growly stuff, but that's okay because, you know, we're really happy to have the happy people. It's really fun.
How is Jack?
Jack. He's so happy.
Jack suggested that you could speak on behalf of his wines, and you can, obviously. And I asked you to bring a white and a red. and or Jack suggested, was the Chardonnay a slam dunk, and which Chardonnay?
Oh, yeah. Well, so Meyer Family Vineyards is focused on Burgundy varieties, yeah. Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and they have been right from the very beginning. And actually, I was with Jack right from the very beginning when he launched with his first little vineyard in Naramata, and all we had was Chardonnay, 600 cases that came out in 2006 was
how,
the very
how was
first.
That first Chardonnay, do you remember?
It was fabulous. Yeah, it was.
As a matter of fact, it was Reese Pender.
Yes.
Who poured it for, actually told me about it sitting on the back deck of something in Summerlin. And he was talking like, don't tell anybody, but that's an incredible Chardonnay.
Right out of the gate. And that's, you know, you can have a catchy label, you can have fun people, you can have everything. But if you don't have good wine right out of the gate, it's really hard to keep getting people to follow along. But Jack had such a strong vision that he wanted to do these Burgundy varieties. And so just Chardonnay and Pinot Noir.
How many different Chardonnays has he released? Are there three or four Chardonnays this year?
Yes, because along with that is his other commitment is single vineyard.
Yeah.
So Chardonnay and Pinot Noir are grapes that are so expressive of terroir. So he really wanted to show that off. So they're McLean Creek. They have the Naramata Tribute Series. Yeah. And whenever they find a block that they go, this is special, they'll actually showcase that in a single vineyard Chardonnay because it is so expressive of terroir.
So this is Meyer Family Vineyard Chardonnay, Okanagan Falls 2019, McLean Creek Road Vineyard. Is it the home block?
It is. Yeah. So the winery, actually he purchased the property in 2009. And he actually had got a winemaker before he got the property, Chris Carson, who his training is in New Zealand. And Chris, his passion is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. Like he loves it all day long. And they had other varieties on the vineyard. They're pulled out. Pinot Noir was planted. And this McLean Creek, actually the Naramata, the Tribute Series was the favorite before. But this one is just winning all sorts of accolades.
How many cases?
This one was 500 cases.
Do you know the price point?
No.
take a guess.
It's 40.
It's 40?
I've got it on the sheet. Where is it?
Well, is it?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But roughly?
Yeah.
40?
40, yeah.
What was the red that you brought from my goodness, here it comes in now.
This is now the same vineyard, right? But the McLean Creek Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
And again, you know, the accolades that have been coming in for the Meyer wines, they have consistently, in the Wine Align Awards, been named one of the top 10 small wineries in Canada. So they recently in Decanter, the Micro Cuvée, which is like a very small amount, just got a gold medal. It's special. So they are consistently, these two have been rated by everyone that's pretty well tried them at 90, 91, 92. They rarely get under 90 points on a wine that they produce. Doesn't matter how hard you're marking it. So,
and I think just talk from a family perspective, numbers come and go.
Yeah.
Do they still have the same impact on you when you see those numbers?
Oh yeah, everyone you celebrate, everyone because
it's a whole year.
It's a whole year. It's unlike if you make beer. You've got 2 weeks. You can make an adjustment. You can change. Yeah. You can change the formula. Yeah. You can change the product. You don't even know what you have in a bottle for at least a year. So you harvest the grapes. Yeah. You go through all the agony and heartache. I mean, look at this year. Heat wave, smoke. I mean, you know, it's challenging. You can't get laborers. It's, you know, I'm out there working 4 hours a day in our vineyard because we can't get anybody to help. And the vines don't go, oh, I'll wait for you, you know. So it's,
are you driving tractor?
I will not drive that tractor because it's a little tippy. So, Yeah, but I'm...
We'll explain the tippy in a second. Well, I just want to hold this up. This is an absolutely gorgeous wine.
Gorgeous.
Well, they both are. But this Pinot Noir, this is incredible. And I just want to do this. So just so you can see. All right. So that's Meyer Family. Of course, that big M. That's a big deal. Thank you, Jack. Thank you for doing that.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery and Bistro on the Naramata Bench. For your planning... Wine tastings are closed until March of 2022, and the wine shop hours are daily, 12 noon to 5 p.m. Hillside Bistro will be open March of 2022. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. Tasting Room Radio's 2021 Okanagan Reconnect is presented by the Thompson Okanagan Tourism Association, home to over 90 communities and over 200 wineries. TOTA is proud to share with the world this beautiful place they call home, asking our guests to travel respectively and responsibly so that this region may be enjoyed by all who live and visit for years to come. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. Jason Parks Customs is a ragtag group of wineries, a cider house, and a brewery calling West Kelowna home. They are The Hatch, Black Sweat Vineyards, Crown and Thieves, Truck 59 Cider House, Smoke Show by JPC, and coming soon, The Hatching Post, a saloon-style brewery, smokery, and ice cream parlor. Just think about it. Details at Jason Parks Customs events. And a final word from JPC. An invite to join them for a safe and happy 2022.
Terry Meyer Stone joining me, Terry David Mulligan, on Tasting Room Radio. Terry Meyer Stone is the president of Mayhem Wines, Inc. Yeah. Now, let's go to Mayhem.
Sure.
Which white did you want to pour?
Pinot Gris. So the Pinot Gris is one of the wines that we've consistently have every year that everybody loves. I love this Pinot Gris. And it is from three different vineyards. So Mayhem is kind of a little bit more opportunistic than Meyer is. So we have some home vineyards, but then we also have the opportunity to purchase grapes. We have some really great contract growers that we work with, and they may change from year to year. So each year is a little, could be a little bit different what we have.
When's the last time you stole a crop?
I'm not telling about that. Maybe last year, maybe. I don't know, maybe.
Maybe in my dreams, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I just dreamt it. The 2019 Pinot Gris. By the way, I should have asked you this right off the top, Terry. The basic difference between Meyer Family Vineyards and Mayhem is?
The biggest thing is that Meyer is Pinot Noir Chardonnay. Yeah. Mayhem is anything else.
And it's an attitude as well.
And there is an attitude. Meyer is really definitely premium wines, more focus on, having said that, we came out with a beautiful one I'm going to share with you. But Mayhem is a great price point. We're a little crazy. I'm working with my brother, so, you know, it's a little wild doing that. And we just have a lot more leeway in what we're doing. And so it's a lot of fun.
The Pinot Gris is a standard here, of course, and Pinot Gris pays a lot of bills while the reds are getting ready to release. What did you want to? Did you want to do the standard Pinot? What did you? No, you don't want to do standard. You never want to do standard. We are talking with Terry Meyer Stone, president of Mayhem Wines Inc. What did you want to do with your Pinot Gris?
Well, we have this great little winemaker. He's a real smarty pants. His name is AJ Chavin. So he actually is born in Australia, but he did his training in New Zealand because he went to Lincoln on a cricket scholarship.
Of course, yes.
And so he's worked 5 years. He was with Checkmate. So when he comes in, he wants to do creative, quality, great pairing wines. And one of the things... Oh, you got your glass there. So he likes to put the Pinot Gris on the lees. He likes to put a little bit in neutral barrel. He's always experimenting. He came to me today and he said, "Do you mind if I bury a concrete amphora up in the top of the hill just to see what it does?"
Did he say what he wanted to put in it?
It was a white that he wants to put in. I'm not sure which. So he's, but he just brings a real keen sense. And of course, then he has the advantage of having Chris Carson, who is just an excellent winemaker. So if he goes and says, I'm having this or this, what do you think? And Chris is there to help him because he's just a young guy.
Time in barrel?
This one was, a portion of it was in neutral.
Yeah.
Oak for about...
It's there.
Yeah, can you get...
It's there in the texture.
Yeah. And a little bit on lees. He loves to leave wine on lees, so you get that mouth texture.
But you still want, I mean, we know we're known for clean Pinot Gris as well. Yes. So it's still, if you can find that balance between the two.
Yes. Well, he loves the tropical notes. I mean, he's from down under, but acidity is what we, I think is higher acid wines is what marks Okanagan wines. That's what our brilliance is that we have this beautiful crisp wines and that makes it great for food pairing and drinking.
I bet you know your price points on the Mayhem.
Surprisingly enough, I do. So this is $19 the bottle.
Excuse me.
With all taxes.
Under $20. Okay, fine.
Under 20.
How many cases?
On this one, we, let's see, this vintage, we actually did about 450 of this one. Our total production is 2,000 cases a year. So
you're a garagiste.
We are a garagiste.
You are a garagiste.
Sorry. We just slide in as a garagiste. And probably we won't do much more than 4,000 in the future. That would be sort of our maximum that we would do.
Would you show that that label to the people watching on video?
Yeah. It's such a fun
beautiful.
Label, isn't
it's
it?
A great shot. You should be doing this on the shopping network. Okay.
We had fun doing that label, actually.
All right. We are talking with Terry Meyer Stone, president of Mayhem Wines. And we've been talking about Meyer Family Vineyards as well. So now we get to your red, and it's Anarchy. And I love this wine. No two ways about it. Yes. Tell me about the coming together of Anarchy.
The glass there, not the wine there. That's my priorities. This one, actually, I have a real soft spot for this one because the wine is single vineyard Merlot from my vineyard on Anarchus Mountain. And for a while...
So that's the whole... You're not going to drive a tractor going up and down.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's steep. It's steep. And this is, when we started, my husband and I did a few small case lot of under a label called Anarchus Mountain Vineyard.
Yeah, I remember.
And our Merlot, this is where it gets really crazy, was called Mayhem. And so it did really well. And then we were just at the point of saying, okay, should we try to bump up to be an official winery? And then Jack and I were drinking wine, and he said, why don't we do this collaboration instead? We sell our Pinot Noir and Chardonnay to Meyer. We put the Mayhem Merlot. And so this year we had just two exceptional barrels. And so AJ said, I would really like to do a premium wine with this. So we actually aged it for 18 months instead of 11. And this is called Anarchy now, in a tribute to Anarchist. So now we have Mayhem Anarchy instead of Anarchist Mayhem.
What's the makeup of that blend?
So this one is 89% Merlot and 11 Cab Franc. There's just a little bit of Cab Franc to give it a little bit of that backbone and some tannin.
Cab Franc nose that I'm smelling from here?
I don't know.
I mean, you haven't even poured it yet. Oh, my God.
You get this. Do you get the dark cherry? Oh. It's just like, this one is, to me, it's like elegance in a bottle. It's like the difference if you're wearing knee socks or you put a silk stocking on. I mean, it's just, you have to taste it.
Okay. All
and
right.
I had someone say to me, oh, you're not going to do a reserve Merlot. Are you doing what everyone's doing and you're coming out with a higher price? And this one is. It's $40 for the bottle. Yeah, I love watching your face. And that's what happens with people.
I smelled the Cab Franc. As soon as I got close, it was all Merlot.
All Merlot. Yeah.
I'm Cab Franc dominant. I love Cab Franc.
You love Cab Franc.
But it's the Merlot that carries the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, Merlot is such a versatile grape. I mean, it's the number one red.
It's taken for granted.
It is taken for granted ever since everyone watched that movie Sideways. But I as a grower, I love growing this Merlot. It's the best.
How many cases of this?
We only did 70.
Damn!
I know. And we thought with the higher price point, and because we're a relatively new label, that it would take a while to sell.
No,
it just flew out the door. So we have a very small amount left. But I wanted to share it with you because it's so good.
That is a sensational bottle of wine. Can you duplicate that?
Isn't that so good? You know, I think we can. First of all, AJ knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Can you get more fruit?
And yes. So what we did last year is we took half of our fruit and put it into the rosé, the Merlot rosé. And this year we'll do our rosé from a different property.
Had your rosé last night?
Did you have the rosé last night? It's pretty darn good too, isn't it?
It was research.
Yeah, it was research. So yes, I think we'll be able to do 150 cases for the next. And then possibly up to 200. But 200 would be the max because that's all we have for Merlot.
Would you put this in competition?
Well, this one's definitely going in competition. I'm so proud of it. I love this wine.
It's damn fine.
It is damn. And here's what my test was. So I love that people who know about wine comment on it. But we had a little taste of a whole bunch of wines that we had with staff at Meyer and Mayhem. And people were chatting as they do. And then I watched, and everyone was taking like the sip for the tasting of all the other wines. And then what happened is, as people were starting to visit, they kept going back to the Anarchy and finished that bottle. And so when you have a bottle that that you want to drink, that's pleasant to drink, it's not like some wines I have.
And you have many choices around you.
And you have many choices around you. And it's I don't know how, it's the best compliment is that it's such a drinkable wine. And you can drink this right now, or if you are really disciplined, you can age this. But I don't think it's going to make it.
How long?
You could go to 2027 if you really pushed it. Yeah.
We are talking with Terry Meyer Stone, president of Mayhem Wines. Now, here's the deal, and I'll bring this full circle back to Meyer and Mayhem.
Yes.
That original Chardonnay that Reese poured for me many years ago, we talked about, can they do this again next year? Can they make this again next year? You have to know where your fruit is coming from. Yes. The same thing with this Anarchy. Can you hold on to that fruit, and can you duplicate? You don't have to make the same wine, but something in that ballpark that speaks to us the same thing. Is that a good thing to be able to go back and duplicate, or do you just want to carry on? Because each year gives you something different.
Well, we don't want a formula. We don't want a wine that's a formula. So, I mean, if
we
you
don't
want,
need that.
No, you can go buy Yellowtail.
There's lots
if you
of
want that.
That.
Yeah, exactly. So every wine is going to be reflective of its terroir and of the season. But we do know, having produced the Anarchist Mountain Merlot 2014, 2016, and this, that the characteristics that you love in this are the ones that we loved in those wines. So we know that that property, that terroir, produces a fruit that is elegant, is always elegant, and it always has that dark cherry, that just that smoothness, and that's, we've done that since 2014.
Last question.
Yes.
After all of this roller coaster ride that we've been on, this human roller coaster ride, and heat domes, and everything that's happened with the COVID pandemic, what does the next year, 2, 3, 4, 5, feel like to you? What do your bones tell you?
It's like I could take some darts and throw it. I throw it at the wall, because
be prepared for everything.
We have thought, okay, we're going to go this way, and then immediately we go, no, we're going to have to go this way. So some things are consistent. People love wine. We love making wine. We'll adjust to what the market requires. And we have the most beautiful land for producing wine in the Okanagan Valley that you can find anywhere. And we'll just keep doing what we do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From the land of three named people, Terry Meyer Stone, President, Mayhem Wines, Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. Jason Parks Customs is a ragtag group of wineries, a cider house, and a brewery calling West Kelowna home. They are The Hatch, Black Sweat Vineyards, Crown and Thieves, Truck 59 Cider House, Smoke Show by JPC, and coming soon, The Hatching Post, a saloon-style brewery, smokery, and ice cream parlor. Just think about it. Details at Jason Parks Customs events. And a final word from JPC. An invite to join them for a safe and happy 2022. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. As we count down to 2022, it's time to reflect, recharge, and push play. Here's some info on the winter hours at Unsworth. The tasting room is open Wednesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the restaurant is open from Thursday to Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. Sunday from noon to 4. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com.
Hello, I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. This is the Okanagan Reconnect, the Noble Ridge edition, because they are hosting us today. And so we've talked to John Skinner. We have gone nose to nose with Terry Meyer Stone. And now we come to our hosts, Jim and Leslie Dondria. And for those of you who have never met Jim, there he is right there. No, wait a minute. That's not Jim. Jim is nowhere to be found. Introduce this young man to us, please.
This is Benoit Gauthier, our winemaker extraordinaire.
Again, just for your information, we are our home today on this edition of the Okanagan Reconnect is Noble Ridge, Okanagan Falls. And we have two guests to wrap up this day. First of all, we have Leslie D'Andrea, who is our host and the co-founder of this wonderful estate, and Benoit Gauthier, who is the winemaker. I've only ever seen pictures and videos of you. I've never actually seen you in person. You look exactly the same.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Benoit, what was the challenge for you coming here? What did you see as your learning curve?
Well, it was learning about the terroir, because every location in the Okanagan Valley is a little bit different here. The weather is different, the soil is different, and definitely here at Noble Ridge, the trellis system is very unique and special. So my first years was just trying to learn the behavior of the grapes, yeah. How they would behave with their different sections, different blocks.
Did they talk to you?
They actually do, yeah. If you listen carefully. They will tell you if you need to water them a bit more, if you need them.
Leslie, the story of Noble Ridge is pretty common. You've told it before to us. You pointed out that house over there, that beautiful house of yours, what kind of a building was it when you got here?
Well, it was a pretty small 900 square foot little tiny home that needed a lot of work that was rented out when we first arrived. So we lived in a tent trailer for the first couple of summers and then built a cabin that now our guests can stay in. But we lived in it for about 12, 15 years as we jumped back and forth between here and Calgary. We've been living here full-time since 2015. Finally got Jim retired, and we'll never look back. We've really enjoyed it.
So the whole phrase, you know, why are you doing that? Well, that's the way it's done. That's the way it is. Doesn't apply here.
No, not really, because you have to adapt to the season. That's one of the things I love about viticulture and winemaking is it's never the same. You never make the same wine. It's kind of a dialogue between, you know, the vineyard manager, winemaker, and the season, Mother Nature, and every season is different. So my goal as a viticulturist is try to predict the future. What is going to happen throughout the season? Because then I can do a different canopy management, different irrigation, a little bit of fertigation. Try to get the best out of the grapes at the end when we harvest the grapes. So every year I change a little bit my things because the season is different, and that's how I'm going to be able to produce the best grape.
Okay, singers and songwriters. I've been interviewing singers and songwriters most of my life. Or songwriters will always say, you either write for yourself or you're lost. You write for yourself, and if the audience likes it, they'll love it, and you won at this wonderful creative space. And the same thing applies here. You make what the land will give you, what the year will give you, and hope that we like it.
Totally. Yeah. When we started that, I'm going to use that story, because we bought the land in 2001, planted for 5 years, opened our shop in 2006, and we had our reserve Chardonnay. Yeah. We had the four reserves. Reserve Chardonnay, beautiful, still same program, a beautifully oaked, gently oaked, older barrels, Burgundian style Chardonnay, just in time for ABC, anything but Chardonnay. Yes. And we looked at each other and went, oh my gosh, the world is not drinking Chardonnay, certainly not drinking oak Chardonnay right now. So, but stick to your guns, stick to a beautiful product, a beautiful wine, and the world, the trends.
It's a cyclical business.
And if you're doing a quality product, it will work.
Benoit, what do you pour at home? What are you interested in?
It depends on the season and depends on how I feel.
Just answer the damn question. What do you pour at home?
He's a farmer. There's no way to get a straight answer.
I like whites right now. When I come home, after being in the sun, being outside and long days.
Crisp?
Crisp. I like Pinot Grigio right now. Okay. I like our wines, but I also enjoy beer, other beverages. But
we are the guests of Noble Ridge in Okanagan Falls, and our hosts are the co-founder, co-owner, Leslie D'Andrea, and the winemaker, Benoit Gauthier. There's Noble Ridge, the one. This is the one. Look at that pour. It's on camera. Oh, my God. She can talk and pour at the same time. I know you love the one. You've talked incessantly about the one, and all for a very good reason, because you love it.
Yes, the one. Well, I mean, you do know the stories, Terry. I'll just fast forward through many of them. First day we saw the property, 01-01-01, so that's the wine is a nod to that. But we always knew we wanted to make a sparkling. This, you know, the Okanagan, particularly where we are, is so well suited for sparkling wines. And so we started planting. We had 3 acres here when we came, and we immediately started planting to the Pinot Noir and Chardonnay to get to this beautiful wine.
Benoit, what was your history with Bubble?
When I first came here, actually, it was my first experience making bubbles. So I had a mentorship from the previous winemaker here, Phil Sue, that started the program. yeah, I just took it from there. So I kind of adjusted a little bit the selection of grapes in the vineyard because I identified more suited Chardonnay and Pinot Noir for the sparkling. And then after that, it was just the learning process of understanding the evolution of the wine in the bottle.
Leslie, do people, you know, rosé, especially women buyers, they're looking at shade, they're looking at color, opaque, right? Do bubble people look at bubble? Do they look at the, what do they look at?
Pink is in, there's no question. And so we have made the pink one. We, you know, recognizing for all of the things, we're trying to make the best wines we can make, but we do have to see what's going out there, you know, what's going on out there in terms of market trends. So Benoit, okay, hon, how do we make a pink one? And away he goes, and you know, had to figure out, okay. And so we've done our second vintage now, I think, and it's super popular, and it's lovely.
Speaking of popularity, this one flies out of the tasting room. How many cases?
For this vintage was about, just shy of 300.
Price point?
$38.99, I want to say.
Is there any left?
There's a little bit left of the 16. We are trying to get to Christmas. It's a great Christmas, New Year's.
Would you hold that bottle up just a bit so they can see this just a little bit more? Ah, it's a beautiful thing. Remember that spot. That is your spot. Okay, right there. Thank you. Noble Ridge, the one. Thank you. Fantastic. What are you pouring?
We are pouring the King's Ransom Pinot Noir, 2017.
How many different Pinots do you do?
So we have a Reserve Pinot Noir and King's Ransom Pinot Noir.
Estate wine?
100% estate, yeah. We have about 5 acres of vines of Pinot Noir and then 4 different clones. So the selection is pretty small production overall. So out of the King's Ransom, we usually make about 125 cases of it, more or less.
What clones?
We have 113, 114, 115, and 777.
Do you create them separately and then blend at the end?
Yeah, that's the best way to achieve your best quality is do small lot fermentation. Keep everything separate, age it in the barrel separately, and then when it's time to before bottling, that's when we blend. We taste all the barrels, make the best blend.
Leslie, do people consider you a Pinot house?
I would say, I hope they say yes, but we actually are getting known, I think we're more known for sparkling, Chardonnay, and now we're being, and our Meritage blends, so no, I'm not sure they would associate it with us with a Pinot house.
It's just that that was the first one that I noticed.
And we know we're making beautiful Pinot. What we've discovered is the Ridge, we actually make a lot of different kinds of wines because of the microclimates on our property. So we can get Cabernet Sauvignon beautifully ripened, even though many don't think you can do that in the Okanagan, through to we have our Chardonnay and our cooler climate Pinot Gris and Gewurztraminer on the far north side, and they all are ripened to the right place. So yes, I think we're a Pinot Noir house, but we're also a Chardonnay and a Meritage and Chardonnay.
Yeah, there's no flat land where you guys are. This is all hills and gullies.
And this is, for me, this is an advantage because it makes it a lot more fun to have diversity in the vineyard. And because of the way the shape, you know, some south sloping area and north sloping, so the temperature is very, very different from your location. And Jim and Leslie planted the right varietal in the right place, so we can get really good ripening on all the varietal. So we can make exactly the Burgundy style, Bordeaux style, we can make sparkling, and everything comes out really nice.
How's it tasting?
It's tasting lovely. It's got lots of structure. I mean, it's. I guess I'd love to do this. This Pinot, cheers. The Pinot on our property is very intense, and that's partly, and you mentioned gullies, thank you. We are a sub-GI. Okanagan Falls is a sub-GI, and that's because of some really specific, unique things going on here, including, I used to call them gullies, they're called kettles, which are on either end of our property and create the Ridge. Yep. So between that and the rocks and the way Benoit grows the grape, this is a pretty special, unique Pinot. And we know this. We have a following. This is the one grape we can't grow enough of.
Yep.
We are trying to figure out other ways to grow more of it.
Did I ask you about how many cases?
You didn't, and I'm not. Again, I think this is sort of 125?
Around 125 on this one, yeah.
Price point?
Now it's a trick question. I think it's 45.
Why is it a trick question?
Because I don't do all the pricing. Oh, okay. Because you can
just make it just around for. Okay, fine.
They bring me in to just talk and tell the stories. They do all the hard work.
Please hold that bottle up so the people see what they're chasing. This is the Noble Ridge King's Ransom 2017 Pinot Noir. Okanagan Falls. I asked everyone to bring two wines, and just for the record, Leslie Dondria brought three, but she was hosting us and she has carte blanche. She has a gold card. Why did you want to showcase this?
This is part of the program that is pretty new, the Be Noble Noble Knights program, which is we make a special wine only once a year. So this is, I think, the 2019 McIntosh Merlot. It won't happen again. And it is done especially to recognize people who have done something extra wonderful. And so and we have sort of criteria, noble deeds. Typically, they're very involved in their communities, philanthropically, etc. So this one is also, for us, the first time we made a single varietal Merlot. So I had to have you try it.
And the McIntosh?
Is my maiden name. This wine was named for my mother, father, and brother. And my dad passed away this December, so this is especially important for me. Dad and mom have both been really involved in youth all their lives. Dad was a Cub Scout leader and on and on. My love of outdoors is all about my dad. My mom was a guidance counselor and very involved in teenagers, realizing that there's lots more out there after high school. And so she was lots involved in scholarships and awards and that kind of work. And my brother is starting a really cool program called Bridges Recovery, related to substance abuse and helping people not just get through that part, but what do you do after? Changing your life, your family. So they're doing cool things.
By the way, last question goes to you, Leslie Dondrieu. Can the great unwashed, those who are not noble blood, get their hands on this bottle?
All of these are made uniquely for the wine club members, roundtable members, or come and visit. And we pour it in the premium room as well.
And where do they go?
Noble Ridge, Okanagan Falls, 2320 Oliver Ranch Road.
Thank you both. We're at Noble Ridge. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. As we count down to 2022, it's time to reflect, recharge, and push play. Here's some info on the winter hours at Unsworth. The tasting room is open Wednesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the restaurant is open from Thursday to Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. Sunday from noon to 4. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. Tasting Room Radio's 2021 Okanagan Reconnect is presented by the Thompson Okanagan Tourism Association, home to over 90 communities and over 200 wineries. TOTA is proud to share with the world this beautiful place they call home, asking our guests to travel respectively and responsibly so that this region may be enjoyed by all who live and visit for years to come.